Warning, it's New Year's Day, so most likely we like you are hungover. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 1st, 2019, a.k.a. the new year.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man seeks alternative payment arrangements with a sex worker.
Another Florida man seeks alternate payment arrangements at McDonald's.
A naked Florida man hiding from aliens takes a bullet.
And a Florida cannibal breaks into his neighbor's house and refuses to leave.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
We have cannibalism on this one now? Like a real cannibal, or is this, are we...
No, just wait till you get to the story. It's not a real cannibal, just cannibal in title.
All right, so I'm confused because...
It'll make sense once we get to the story.
All right, okay. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't actually eat anybody.
Okay.
I don't think.
All right, so this one's going out on New Year. So have you, you got your list of New Year's resolutions ready?
No. I don't usually do New Year's resolutions just because I'm as good as I'm going to get.
What you see is what you get, huh?
That's it. Yeah, there's no help improving this.
Specimen of manlyhood that you are, Joel.
Exactly. And well, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
No, you always have the typical, you know, I got to work out more, lose some weight, eat better, you know, all that kind of stuff. Stop, you know, looking at the child porn. But, you know, it's hard to do that I've learned that you need to phase in the resolutions. You just can't do them all on the first. So you start with the easy ones.
Okay.
Then you work your way into the difficult ones over the course of the year. Small victories.
That's a good strategy. So what are you going to start with?
Let me think. Well, New Year's resolution. I do need to shed a few pounds.
Okay.
I do. And I think I'm going to give up cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
Yeah. Cheese puffs.
Yeah.
That you buy in the gallon jugs.
Yeah.
That I was just eating by the handful a
while
ago.
I think that's what I'm gonna
start with.
I knew which cheese balls you were referring to. Yeah.
So I think I'm giving up cheese balls to begin with.
Okay.
And that should get me through April. And then, I think I'll look at them on the quarterly. So you're looking at January, you know, April, July, you know, things like that. So
okay. So your first quarter
is cheese balls. No cheese balls.
Okay.
I mean, that should be at least 15 pounds right there.
Really? You go through that many cheese balls?
Well, there's other stuff that goes with it. When you eat the cheese balls, then you get thirsty, so you end up drinking more. And then sometimes you're still hungry, and then you get the ice cream because you got too cheesy. And then you got stuff all over your fingers, and you lick your fingers. Well, then it leads to bad things.
So it's just like a chain.
Crack.
It's a chain reaction,
right?
Starting with the cheese balls.
Correct. That is correct, Joel. Thank you. So I'm gonna start that first, and then I think I'm gonna work on the. I got some other things I want to work on, but I'm not ready to talk about those publicly yet.
Okay.
So we may get back to that.
You haven't cleared it with the girlfriend yet?
Well, no, it doesn't involve her. I mean, it's you know, some personal things, Joel.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right. Well,
actually, I haven't made them up. You know, I got to think about this. This is serious stuff.
Well, you got 3 months now. I got three months.
That's what I'm saying. You phase into them.
Yeah.
Cheese balls first, then we move on.
All right.
Now, if I don't conquer the cheese ball, then that has to roll over into the next quarter. So it could be, you know. Yeah, it could be a never-ending struggle.
I gotcha. Yeah, I made the bad decision to go back on the low-carb diet about a week before Christmas.
Are there any carbs in whiskey? There are, aren't they, right? Yeah.
I think there's like 3 or 4.
That's vodka. Whiskey has lots of carbs. Sugar.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know a Yingling has 6, and a Coors Light has 3.
Right.
But I'm not sure on the hard liquor.
Huh.
And so, I just have to keep it below 40 in a day. So,
40 carbs in a day. So, yeah. If you didn't eat, you could have 13 beers.
Yeah. So, it's great because
a day.
The cafeteria at work, they've got a hot bar for breakfast and for lunch. But breakfast, just a tub full of bacon, no carbs, zero.
I like bacon now.
Yeah. Oh, and they do it on weight, but I don't know. They don't expect the people to go in and just fill up on bacon, because I get breakfast. I get probably a half a pound of bacon for less than $2.
Hmm. Yeah, we had a, we shall refer to this as a alcohol-induced related incident over bacon at the restaurant the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was some of the best BLT I've ever had, but it went a little far, and people almost got hurt. Actually, I almost got hurt. So
what induced the pain and suffering for over the bacon?
A woman that could easily beat my ass. So I stole her bacon.
Oh, you stole her bacon? Well,
yeah.
You deserve
it. I'm a dead man walking.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You don't steal nobody's bacon.
I just borrowed it. I didn't steal it.
Were you going to give it back?
Well, that's a good point.
Well, why don't we move on to our first story of the
night. All right, story number one. Florida man offered to pay for oral sex from an undercover officer with a hamburger.
Yep.
So the undercover officer had a hamburger?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what the man was offering for payment.
Oh. What kind of hamburger? A Florida man is accused of offering to have oral sex with an undercover St. Petersburg police officer in exchange for a hamburger. According to an arrest affidavit, Frank Capone, 57, of Pinellas Park, propositioned what he thought was a prostitute. Turns out she was actually an undercover female St. Petersburg police officer.
Nope. Now, here's how you know if it's a cop or if it's a real hooker. Just ask her to smile. She got all her teeth. She's a cop.
Mm. Is this from experience, Joel?
No.
Years of research on the internet?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it.
You know, they have those videos where they interview the...
Yeah.
Interview the...
I don't want to know about your video habit, Joel. Authorities arrested...
They don't usually have amputees. There's not really an overlap on the amputee and the crack whore.
Okay.
Those are usually two separate.
And the meth addicts. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Authorities arrested Capone Saturday afternoon after allegedly striking the burger for sex arrangement with the St. Petersburg cop.
She went for it.
The affidavit does not indicate whether Capone possessed the hamburger or was prepared to procure one post-fellatio.
I'll gladly pay you a hamburger for a blowjob today.
Yeah. So, if he's considering that money, he should have had the hamburger in hand at the time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
See, that's the quality. Are we talking a Crystal Burger? Are we talking, are we talking...
Five Guys?
Five Guys? Are we talking Red Robin? Yum.
You know, Red Robin is overrated. And overpriced, too.
They're overpriced, but they're good burgers.
I'd go for Five Guys over a Red Robin.
But you got to have, I mean, you don't go and pick up a hooker and then say, all right, we're done. Let me go to the moneymaker.
Yeah, and there's no ATM you can get a burger out.
No.
Although, if all you got's your card, your debit card, you can go buy a burger with that. You can't pay for the hooker with your debit card.
I don't
know
many hookers that take cards.
I don't know. Well, unless they've got, the Stripe swiper or a PayPal thing.
Oh, that would be
on their phone.
That's exactly what you want. That's exactly. You want electronic. You want the paper trail. Yes.
Let me put this on my American Express because I get airline points for that.
I get points for it. That's the gift that keeps on giving. When questioned by arresting officers, Capone reportedly acknowledged that he and the female spoke of sex, unquote. Charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution, Capone was booked in the county jail from which he bonded out Saturday evening after posting $250.
Now, he had the $250 to bond out, but he didn't have the $225 or whatever for the...
Now, how much does a hamburger cost? I mean, you think of McDonald's, you get a Big Mac, $3 to $4?
You can get a McDouble for a dollar. They're in the dollar menu.
What kind of a quality blowjob are you think you're going to get for a dollar?
I haven't price checked them lately, but last time I saw one on Cops, they were doing them for $50.
That's a whole lot of hamburgers for $50. Yeah, that's right. I mean,
you can get four or five, or probably five to seven full size Five
Guys
burgers.
He should have known that something was up when she agreed to do it for one hamburger.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just stupid. You ain't gonna get your knobscop for one burger.
Maybe he thought she was extra ugly and he felt sorry for her.
Well, I don't know, but that's poor planning.
Yeah.
Capone's rap sheet includes convictions for grand theft and battery on a law enforcement officer. Cops noted that Capone, who operates an auto body shop, has a death before dishonor tattoo on his right arm and a Grim Reaper inked on his forearm. Completely irrelevant to the story of the ludicrousy of thinking you're going to procure fellatio with a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Or a Whopper.
Well, it depends. I'm not going to say, you know, it doesn't say about the size of his manhood.
No.
Of his junk or not.
I was talking about the burger.
Oh, sorry.
Story number two. Florida man tries to trade pot for munchies at a McDonald's drive-thru. So maybe he and this guy should have hooked up and he could trade the pot for the burgers.
He'd done better trying to get to trade the pot for the blowjob.
Yeah, but he didn't want the blowjob. He wanted the burgers. Anyways, a 23-year-old man was arrested in our second favorite town, Port St. Lucie, early Sunday after police say he tried to trade marijuana for food at a McDonald's drive-thru. I'm pretty sure they don't take that. I've seen.
So what did he got? He got through the drive-thru and realized that they had no money, so he tried to buy it with a bag of pot.
I guess maybe he wanted to keep the money and tried to get rid of the pot.
I did that once in college, and I realized I was in the Popeyes drive-thru.
Yeah, did they take it?
No, not the pot. I realized I didn't have any money.
Oh.
And then I pulled out.
Mm-hmm. And so the night person behind you got your order?
Yeah, they're probably still screwed up 25 years later.
They usually do a hard reset at the beginning of the day.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, once they close. A manager... Oh, we're getting a Popeyes in Bonita.
Bastard. We have one here, but it's down... It's way over the other side of town.
Yeah, no, this is like two blocks from our house.
God, I love Popeyes. Two-piece white meat mile with Cajun rice. Oh, and a biscuit.
A manager at the McDonald's on Port St. Lucie Boulevard told police he was working at the drive-thru just before 2 a.m., when a customer drove up in a gray Pontiac. The manager told the customer for the price of his order, but the customer made a counteroffer, a baggie holding a, quote, green leafy substance, unquote, an arrest report states. The manager rejected the swap and called police after the Pontiac drove away, the report said.
So he didn't get his food, he just peeled out.
Sounds like he just left, yeah. Dumbass. And this manager's an asshole. Just let him go. Why do you gotta call the cops?
On a bag of weed?
You ain't the DEA. Police weren't able to find the car, but an officer stayed behind and watched from an adjacent parking lot. Within minutes, the Pontiac returned and pulled into the drive-thru again, police
Returning
said.
To the scene of the crime.
Well, let's see if somebody else has taken over duties at the drive-thru window. The officer pulled over the car and confronted the driver, Port St. Lucie resident Anthony Gallagher. The officer said Gallagher's car smelled of marijuana. A pat-down discovered the plastic baggie, the contents of which tested positive for pot, the report said. Police searched Gallagher's car, which had a surfboard sticking out the rear window, and found more marijuana in the center console. The car was described as, quote, excessively dirty, unquote, and littered with French fries, chicken nuggets, and moldy chicken wings.
God damn.
So apparently he'd been successful trading the weed for other orders. Gallagher later failed a field sobriety test, police said. He was booked in the St. Lucie County Jail on charges of marijuana possession and driving while under the influence. According to police, Gallagher admitted offering the marijuana in exchange for his food, but said it was a joke.
I don't think they thought it was funny.
No, apparently that manager is a real buzzkill.
Oh, for crying out. We're not starting back with the dad jokes, are we?
He's harshing my mellow, man.
Story number three. Naked Florida man with a crossbow claimed aliens were after him. This is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida deputy has been cleared of wrongdoing after he shot and wounded a naked man who aimed a crossbow at him as deputies attempted to arrest the man for barricading himself inside a house. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office received... And where's Santa Rosa County?
That is up in the panhandle almost to Pensacola.
Okay. Received a 911 call October the 20th from a man who said his son, 26-year-old Glenn Phillips, was under the influence of narcotics and had threatened to shoot him, according to a FDLE report. The father arranged to meet deputies at a convenience store, but never appeared, according to the report. Now, this is confusing.
Maybe the aliens abducted the dad.
Later that morning, the father called 911 again and said his son had locked himself inside their home on Highway 4 in Jay. Is Jay the town?
Yes.
And wouldn't let him inside. Deputies responded, and the father again told them that Phillips had threatened to shoot him with a crossbow.
So it's the boy. It's the 26-year-old son who's apparently thinks he's Daryl.
Daryl.
From Walking Dead.
Whew, I didn't think he's going to get that one out, brother.
Had a little, my brain stopped working for a minute.
After several hours of unsuccessfully trying to get Phillips to exit the home, four deputies entered the home and heard Phillips state he was armed and dangerous. After they entered into the home, they observed Phillips naked and armed with a crossbow.
So was the armed was the crossbow, but the dangerous, that was the naked?
I guess. Which he aimed at the deputies, according to the report. Deputy Kevin Dalglish told FDLE investigators he was in fear for his and the other deputy's safety when he shot and wounded Phillips in the right armpit.
That's what they always say.
Phillips dropped the crossbow and was administered treatment by deputies and then EMS.
At least he didn't kill him.
Just he popped a cap in his arm. The next day, Phillip told investigators that when the deputies entered the home the day before, he was naked on the floor, praying to Earth and Native God. He said he believed that aliens may be coming to take a meteorite he had previously found because it was worth a lot of money.
And you know all those alien meteorite theft rings that...
According to ancient astronaut physicist...
Why would the aliens want to take the meteorite? Because if they're aliens, they're out in space. They can go pick any meteorites they want before they fall down into Earth.
I don't know. Ask the Transformers. They're the one that took the spark. The sliver. They came back for the sliver. He also claimed he dropped the crossbow before the deputy shot him. Ooh, the plot thickens. Phillips claimed he hadn't used narcotics the day of the incident, but hospital reports indicate he tested positive for amphetamines, cannabinoids, and benzodiazepines.
Yeah. That's like Valium and...
Oh, and why did you say Valium then?
Well, because they can't, when they test you, they can't tell you exactly which drug it is. Yeah. They just know the classification.
He told a television reporter that he had been using meth prior to the incident.
Oh, so wow. That's the amphetamines. That's the amphetamines. So weed and meth.
Weed, meth, and Valium.
And Valium, or Vicodin.
Phillips, who survived the shooting, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and three counts of aggravated assault on law enforcement officer.
Would they have charged him if he didn't survive the shooting?
The FDLE found that Deputy Galgish was justified in using deadly force against Phillips and cleared the deputy of any wrongdoing.
Well, yeah, if there's a guy shouting about aliens and meteorites and
he's naked
and he's praying to God and he's naked and he's shooting a crossbow at you,
yeah,
you're going to unload into him. They showed remarkable restraint just shooting him once in the armpit. Daryl Dixon would have got a shot off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right.
He also wouldn't be smoking meth and popping Vicodin before an encounter.
No.
Now it's time for Florida Man or Tourist, which is our game where I give Phil a list of five famous or infamous people, places, or things, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man or a tourist, meaning it's from Florida or from somewhere else. And if Phil guesses three or more people, places, or things, he wins. And if he misses three or more, I win. And this week we're going to do, because this is the time of year where we've got lots of tourists down in the Sunshine State clogging up our roadways and making our commutes really take longer than they need to take. I'm going to do some for our listeners who might be coming down here to Florida. I'm going to list off some of our maybe better known and lesser known roadside attractions that you can visit and see.
Roadside attractions. Fantastic.
So these are all... big things on the side of the road that might draw your attention that you might want to get out of your car and take your picture in front of.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Number one is the Moon Man, which is a 20-foot tall replica of the MTV Movie Award, which is in Seminole County, which is northeast of Orlando.
Fuck, I don't know. Tourist.
Number two is the largest frying pan in the southeastern USA, which is in Pensacola.
That's true. Florida man.
Number three, Recyclosaurus, which is a metal brontosaurus filled with recyclables outside of the Museum of Science and Industry in Tampa.
I have no freaking idea, Joel. Tourist. Wait, I'm getting someone.
Too late.
I'm getting someone from our producer is shaking his head and laughing at me, so.
Too late. Number four, Supercock, which is a giant pink rooster in Volusia County.
That's a tourist.
And finally, Big Swampy, which is, quote, the world's largest gator, unquote, in Christmas, Florida.
Yeah, that's true. At least I got it. I think it is. I've never heard of it, but I'm playing the alligator card in Florida.
Okay. So, you said...
I've only gotten one right. I've gotten one right the last 2 weeks. Two right. So I'm 1 for 5 on the last 2 weeks. Did I do better than that?
Yes, you did better than that this week.
Yay!
All right. So Moon Man, the 20-foot-tall replica of the MTV Movie Award in Seminole County. You said that is a tourist, and that is actually off the I-4 off-ramp at Highway 17 in Sanford. It was actually a prop at the 2004 MTV Music Video Awards, which took place in Miami.
So I missed that one.
So you missed that one. Number two, the largest frying pan in the southeastern USA. I made that up. The largest frying pan in the U.S. is in Rose Hill, North Carolina. The second largest is actually the largest frying pan in Iowa, in Brandon, Iowa. And I've actually visited that. My mother-in-law's family lives in Brandon, Iowa. So they told us we had to go to the frying pan when we visited them. You said Florida, and that was a tourist. So you are 0 for 2. Number 3, Recyclosaurus, a metal brontosaurus filled with recyclables outside of Mosi in Tampa. You said tourist, and that is a tourist. That was actually a trick question I was trying to get you with. The metal dinosaur outside of Mosi is a T-Rex, and it's known as Trashosaurus Rex. Mm-hmm. So you got that one right. Number 4, Supercock, a giant pink rooster in Volusia County. You said that's a tourist, and that is actually real. That is in front of Kennedy Cars at the intersection of Alabama Avenue and Nova Road in Holly Hill. So when we go up to Daytona for Jeep Beach, you can go see that super cock.
Fantastic.
And finally, number 4, Big Swampy, the, quote, world's largest gator in Christmas, Florida. You said Florida man. And that is a real exhibit. That's a 200-foot-long gator that serves as the entrance to Jungle Adventures, which is a Florida-themed animal park and zoo. So you got 2 right this week, but not enough to actually win the game.
Son of a bitch.
But you're doing better than the last couple weeks. So
thank you.
Slow, incremental improvements, just like your New Year's resolutions.
There we go. All right. Damn it.
Story number 4, Florida man breaks into his neighbor's home while his house is on fire. A Florida man has been arrested after a Northdale home caught fire with exploding ammunition inside. The massive fire broke out Monday night at a home on Norwood Drive near Rosebery Lane. That is in the Tampa Bay area. Deputies say Pat O'Brien, a Tampa-based guitarist with the death metal band Cannibal Corpse, lives in the home. There's your cannibal. That we talked about earlier.
Oh.
He's not a real cannibal.
Well, that's a loose interpretation.
So he's a cannibal corpse.
All right.
Hillsborough County firefighters were able to get the fire under control after about an hour, but struggled with the ammunition inside exploding due to the flames. Crews remained at the scene throughout the night and kept the road blocked off long after the fire was put out. Around the same time the house caught fire, the sheriff's office got a call about a burglary in progress at a nearby home on Wildflower Circle. An arrest report shows O'Brien went into the house without permission and ignored orders from the family to leave. Yeah, my house is on fire. I'm just going to go sleep in this one. A sheriff's office supervisor says O'Brien pushed a woman down inside the house and then went into the backyard. Deputies responding to the burglary found O'Brien hiding behind a fence near the home. They say O'Brien charged at them with a knife. Deputies then used a taser to take him down.
Ooh, they got the taser on him.
They got the taser out on him. Now, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I got to think a guy who is in a band called Cannibal Corpse, he's probably kind of scary looking when he comes into your house in the middle of the night. So, O'Brien is charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling with assault and aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. A Hillsborough County judge set his bond at $50,000 Tuesday morning. O'Brien is required to complete a drug test before he's able to bond out of jail. Fire officials are trying to determine the cause of the fire, and Cannibal Corpse announced Monday they would be part of an upcoming leg of Slayer's farewell tour. Does not say whether Mr. O'Brien will be joining them on that tour.
Oh, yeah. He's scary looking.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I just pulled it up.
So, if you were the responding officer, would you taser him or would you just shoot at him? Is he doing the duck face in his mugshot?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
But his name's Pat O'Brien. I wonder if, yeah, that's...
Fine Irish lad.
Yes. He's heir to the famous Pat O'Briens in New Orleans.
Oh, they make good hurricanes. So you got anything else to say about Mr. O'Brien or Cannibal Corpse or Slayer's final tour? You know, I've never seen Slayer live. Have you seen Slayer live?
I have not.
What about Cannibal Corpse? You've ever seen them in concert?
I have not.
Yeah, me either. I don't think I'd... I don't think I could name one song from Cannibal Corpse.
No, it's a little... I'm not much in the death metal stuff.
Yeah, me either. Although, a guy I went to high school with, and this was a long time, this band's been around a while, because a guy I went to high school with had a Cannibal Corpse t-shirt on that he used to wear to school. So
maybe he was from the future and came back.
Or maybe the band's just been around long. This guy doesn't look very young in his mugshot.
No, he's not.
He's got long hair, but he's got long gray hair.
Yeah. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you have a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Roxanne, Travis, Koneth, Heather, Jessica, and our favorite listener, Katie from South Dakota, who messaged us to let us know that she is, in fact, SD Panda. So we're back down to one confirmed listener from South Dakota. And if Chris lets us know that he's actually been listening, we can
say we have two.
We can say that we've got two South Dakota listeners.
There we go. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Tracy, as always, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
Deputy Kevin Dalglish. Deputy Kevin
D.
Deputy Kev. Fuck. Dalglish. There we go.
Have you seen Bumblebee, the new movie hasn't come out yet, has
it?
No,
it has not.
Is there a Jeep in that one?
No.
I've seen stills, and there's supposed to be a Jeep. But
A Transformer Jeep?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen it. I don't know.
Because if there is, then that means there's going to be toys, and I got to add some new decorations to my desk at work.
I hate this damn game.
Hey, I could have let Cameron sway you on that.
Why? Then I still would have lost.
You still would have lost, but you would have just got one for the third week in a row. But struggled with the ammunition inside. Excuse me.
He's heir to the famous Pat O'Briens? Pat O'Briens in New Orleans.
What ad are you getting on this page? Like just to the right of Mr. O'Brien, or do you have ad blocker on?
Lending Tree Personal Loans.
All right, I'm getting $20 laughing gas with all procedures from Village Dental. Okay.